I'm Shamita Basu, in for Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Across the country, students are preparing for a defining moment in their lives, graduation. It's an exciting and sort of stressful time, and it's all building up to that moment when you finally cross the stage and receive your diploma. But during a global pandemic and amid stay-at-home orders, graduation this year is looking pretty different.
So we had a virtual graduation ceremony, and I got to see my name scroll up on the screen, but it wasn't the same as actually being there in person and walking across the stage.
That's Zipporah Osei, a journalism major who just graduated from Northeastern University in Boston. Zipporah is a first-generation graduate, meaning she's the first in her family to graduate from college. And although her college commencement ceremony was a big deal for her family,
for me, at least, it felt underwhelming. So I haven't really had the sense yet of my college experience is over, because I don't feel like that moment has sunk in for me yet.
To understand how first-generation students around the country are grappling with all of this, we spoke with Zipporah and two other college seniors.
My name is Marisa Sanchez. I just recently graduated from St. Edward's University in Austin, Texas. And I got my degree in social work, and I minored in psychology.
My name is Nicholas Stewart, and I am a geology major, and I graduate this coming summer, so August, and I go to the University of South Florida.
For Marisa, Zipporah, and Nicholas, it wasn't just their upcoming graduation that was stressing them out, but shifting to online learning. And tensions are still high.
When all this first started, I was really anxious and really worried about how everything was going to play out. But I think now I've kind of gotten into a routine of trying to practice self-care, doing yoga, going on walks, calling my family frequently. So I think as of right now, I'm doing okay. I think just okay as to be expected in a time like this.
That makes sense. Zipporah, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I think there's definitely been some highs and lows throughout the past couple weeks. Everything was so hectic when campuses first closed and classes moved online that I think there wasn't a ton of time to process what was going on. But by mid-April, I think it really sunk in that this was going to be for the long haul and that this was going to change things pretty drastically. And so it's taken some adjusting, and there are definitely days that are better than others, but I'm doing okay for the most part.
That's good to hear. Nicholas, how are you holding up?
I am very hopeful, yet I'm very nervous because of everything that just happened. Like everyone else said, it's been a very hectic situation, and it's becoming a new normal for us. So it's like how we're getting to like have a sense of normality during this time, especially given that it was our senior year, a year that we've waited 4 years or less or more for. But I'm very hopeful.
And Zipporah, you are a first-generation student. You all are first-generation students, but tell me, for you, how has that shaped your experience of your senior year, and how's it shaped your expectations for what you want graduation to be?
I've thought a lot about graduation, graduating college since I was in high school, just because I think everyone can agree when you're a first-generation student, there's a lot of pressure once you get into college to finish it and to try to do it in the most traditional ways possible so that you can feel like you've done it the way everybody else has. And so I was really excited to graduate and to really make the most of my senior year. And I do think before all of this started, I was having a great year. And by senior year, I felt that I was comfortable in my surroundings on campus and had people that I could really lean on at my university. So it definitely was a little disappointing to have the ending of my college career changed so suddenly.
Marisa, what about for you?
Being a first-generation student, I kind of like really identify with that, and coming into college, just being so grateful for having the opportunity. I think my family really kind of instilled that gratefulness in me from a young age that education is such a privilege. And throughout my 4 years at St. Ed's, I've always tried to do my best. I've always pushed myself extra hard because I knew that there was that pressure. And I agree, it was kind of very disappointing when they decided to go online and everything had to change the way it was, because it kind of felt like everything we had worked for, even though that's not like the case, it felt like everything we worked for was kind of just like, okay, you got here, and now it's like, just kidding, no you didn't, you still have to wait, or you don't get a graduation, or it just kind of felt like a big prank, even though I know that's not what it is. Mm. That's kind of what it felt like as a first generation student.
Nicholas, what about for you? You're a first gen student, and your family, most of your family, from what I understand, is in Jamaica. What was your setup going into this senior year and thinking about graduation?
I was studying abroad in Australia in the fall, but when I came back, it was different because everyone grew. Everyone was like doing their own things. And I think being a first generation student, it's like your degree, I look at it as not only for me, it's for my nieces, it's for my cousins, it's for my aunt, it's for my mom, it's for my dad. Mm-hmm. These are people who've never gotten their degrees yet. And it's something that it's heavy, like everyone said, it's something, a heavy burden to carry. But I think I don't know, I still remain true that I'm still getting this degree, and it's just a victory lap, even though we may have not graduated in a traditional setting per se. It's a bittersweet moment.
I'm sure. And, you know, senior year as a college graduate, there are so many other celebratory events also happening on campus and off campus, ways that you might be celebrating with your friends or through your university or colleges. How have you all been sort of filling that gap, the social celebratory aspect?
I kind of have been doing a lot of Zoom calls with friends, and like on graduation day, I had a Zoom call with a group of my friends, and we kind of watched the virtual celebration together.
And your graduation, Marisa, was on Saturday, right? Over the weekend?
Yeah, it was over the weekend on May 9th. So we did that. I've also been, I created a petition to get the graduation ceremony held in person when like everything was healthy. And I've been actually actively working with the university and the administration to plan events, hopefully in December, if not later, if it has to be pushed back again. But I kind of just really wanted to advocate for all of the first generation students and with other people who have worked so hard to get to where we are and just have that in-person graduation. So I think that putting that passion that I have into getting a celebration, that's kind of what I've been doing in place of actually celebrating.
And Nicholas, your graduation is planned for August,
yes.
But you're not sure if it's going to be canceled yet or held in person or held in a virtual sense. What are your plans?
I would love to be in that atmosphere with like everyone and just being like saying, yes, I've made it, because it's like a big moment, and graduation is like a place where you see everyone celebrating, crying, laughing, and just celebrating yourself. If it doesn't happen, I completely understand given the circumstances that we're under, but it's very sad in a sense.
I think all of you have mentioned your families at some point in this conversation, and I know that your families enter into this graduation milestone in such a major way, especially so if you're first generation. Marisa, I understand that you and your brother both graduated college, being the first ones in your family to do so. What does this accomplishment mean for your family?
It means a lot. It means a lot. I think I actually watching like the different virtual commencements, I got really emotional, and I feel that when we do finally get to be in person, I'm going to be emotional. I'm just going to be very emotional because it means so much to me and to my family, and it makes them proud of me, and to feel that they're that proud of me kind of just gives me that sense of encouragement to move forward and to go on and continue my education. I'm actually going to go on and get my master's now, and I'll be the first in my family to go on to graduate school. So that just means so much to them and to me. I know that they were all really looking forward to coming to Austin. My grandma would call me every week and tell me that she was going shopping with my mom looking for an outfit, and none of them had been to Austin before. So I know that it was just something that they are so proud of me for, and just feeling that sense of accomplishment really brings it makes me very emotional and makes me very happy to know that I can do that for my family.
I hope your grandma still gets to show off her graduation outfit on a Zoom call or something with your family. You'll find a way to enjoy that together. Nicholas, tell me, because knowing that your family or a lot of your family is in Jamaica, how were you planning to celebrate together? What does this mean for them?
I mean, words cannot describe, because my mom, my dad, my whole family was going to come over from Jamaica, from New York, from Fort Lauderdale to come and celebrate me, because this is a milestone that I never thought I would achieve in like a million years, because that is not something that has been on the forefront. Because when my mom sent me over here, she sent me to work, and for me to like be able to graduate with a college degree and wanting to pursue further towards my PhD is their wildest dreams being actualized, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sipora, what about for you? What did this mean for your family?
I think this was going to be a really important moment for my family, and it still is, even though we're celebrating it in different ways. My mom is originally from Ghana, and she immigrated to the U.S. Before she had me and my siblings, and so for us, I think it's always been the emphasis is, you know, get your education and work as hard as you can, because I'm working as hard as I can to make sure that that's possible for you. And I think now more than ever, with everything going on, I really appreciate the sacrifices and the work that she's put into me being able to get a degree. She's a healthcare worker in New York, and so she's mm-hmm. obviously working really hard, and it's a reminder to me that she's been working as hard as she is now for my entire life.
You know, this is such a difficult time to graduate from college. I know I don't need to tell you. I'm sure this is top of all of your minds. How are you adjusting your plans for the future?
I can start. This is Marissa. I have been in contact with the graduate school that I'm planning on attending, and we've kind of just had the conversation of if things go online in the fall, would I be able to defer or not? So they are allowing people to defer into the fall of 2021. So if things are looking like they're going to go online in the fall, I think that I'm going to defer and then find a job as a social worker and get my BSW license and kind of just work for a year and accumulate some funds so that I can pay for graduate school on my own and have mm-hmm. the means to do so. So just kind of planning for that. And probably in that time, I'll move home to New Mexico and work with in Santa Fe with my family.
I really agree with Marissa. It's like putting everything on a hold, like a pushback, because I had gotten into this very pristine internship through my university, which is a WASH program, where I was supposed to go to Ghana this summer to like work with like WASH initiatives over there, and even like studying for my GRE and applying for like master's programs and like aligning myself to like push myself forward into like the working force. It's definitely on a standstill because of the whole coronavirus situation.
Of course. And when you say WASH program, that's water, sanitation, and hygiene?
Yes.
Right, yeah. Zipporah, what about for you? How are you thinking of your future plans? Have you had to change anything?
I do feel fortunate in that before all of this started, I confirmed a fellowship with ProPublica through the Scripps Howard Foundation. So I will have a job for the next year, and that's something that I feel really, really grateful for. What I think really has been brought to mind is trying to learn and plan to be more flexible after the fellowship ends, because I know we're heading into a recession and the journalism industry is going through some changes because of everything that's going on with coronavirus. And so that's scary for me, just having student loans and wanting to be able to live and have a job after all of this is over. I want to be as flexible as possible. Mm-hmm. And it's also throughout my whole college career, it's been really important to me to try to make plans that allow me to be kind of self-sustaining, because mm-hmm. I don't have kind of the safety net that some other students may have.
With so much going on in the world, what gives you hope right now? What's making you smile right now?
This is Marissa. I can go first. I think my family, they are kind of my rock, and my friends and my partner and everything, just the people that are closest to me. Mm-hmm. I really know that they are with me and they're with the people, and it kind of gives me hope to know that there are good people out there and there are people who are out there advocating for the needs of people. I think that's what's giving me hope.
I would agree. I definitely have been leaning on the people in my support system, my friends and my family, and even professors who I know are always going to be supportive of me throughout my career. And I think on a larger scale, what is giving me hope is the potential for change when we get out on the other end of this. I think people are really starting to examine what works and what doesn't work. And I think that there is room for some change in our future.
Coming in and understanding that we started everything with a purpose, like 4 years ago, whether it be like our degrees or like whatever you're doing, and it's still remaining mindful and driven with that purpose and still staying passionate about it. I think that's what's keeping me hopeful, knowing that I have an end goal.
Nicholas Stewart, Marissa Sanchez, and Zipporah Osei are first-generation students who are graduating this spring. Congratulations to all of you. I really hope you get a chance to celebrate and feel your accomplishments. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.